I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota. And while the Cobell settlement may be resolved for the courts, land issues remain an open wound for many Native Americans. Some landowners are pleased with this outcome. Others are calling it a slap in the face. Right now, a good part of the tribal land in the United States is covered with the kind of fresh snow that squeaks underfoot. Don Belisle stomps the snow off his feet and comes inside. Don is a student at the Oglala Lakota Tribal College in Rapid City. He's also a Native American landowner. His mother just passed away, leaving her 10 children about 300 acres of land on the Pine Ridge Reservation. For Belisle, this settlement is good news.
It's a way for the United States to gain some honor back.
Like other tribal landowners, Belisle is angry that Native Americans have only been paid a small fraction of the royalties other landowners get for leasing their property for cattle grazing. He says this settlement is a good first step toward rectifying that.
It is something that has been overlooked and pushed aside for so long, and for them to recognize it is a form of reconciliation.
But not everyone in Indian country sees this $3.4 billion settlement as a good deal.
It's like giving beads to Indian people for the island of Manhattan. You know, they're just doing it again.
That's Dan Sheehan, the chief counsel for the Lakota People's Law Office. He wishes the plaintiffs held out for a bigger percentage of the money.
What they've done is, after all of this time of litigating this thing, you know, they've settled for 1% of what probably is really owed to them.
Others, like Elizabeth Cook Lynn, share Sheehan's anger over this settlement. Cook Lynn is a tribal landowner and an author of 11 books covering the political and legal issues of the Northern Great Plains. She calls the settlement an outrage.
The truth is, you know, if we can't defend our land, we can't defend anything. We can't defend our language. We can't defend our children. We can't defend our religion. Nothing.
For those close to the history of conflict between tribes and the federal government, optimism can be hard to cultivate. But some Native landowners do hope that this settlement signals a positive step. Mike Hermanyhorses leases his land on the Pine Ridge Reservation for cattle grazing.
I think it's a great victory, and it remains to be seen what will actually be the final dollar figures. Just maybe individual landowners will receive some sort of relief, you know.
The Cobell case was aimed at helping individual landowners, but it's not the only lawsuit against the federal government that alleges mismanagement of trust funds. A second set of lawsuits has been filed on behalf of a group of tribes. Mario Gonzalez is representing 16 tribes that are suing the federal government. Gonzalez says the Cobell case settlement won't likely be the last word.
The U.S. Congress is probably the only place that the tribes can ever hope to get some type of a settlement, maybe not as fair as they would hope, but at least it's a settlement. The courts are not designed to protect Native American interests.
Some of the most desperately poor areas of the country are on Indian reservations spread throughout the Great Plains. Many here trace that poverty back to broken deals with the federal government. For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota.